The time is now to open your eyes and see what's inside you. The time is now to raise up your voice and sing of His glory.
Good morning, church family and friends. We welcome you to our worship service this morning. Drive-in service again today, and we're glad you're here to join us in our celebration of worship. You know, pastors who are being given permission in reopening their worship services said they were worried about exposing their elderly congregation, those who are especially susceptible to the deadly coronavirus. And they are concerned about whether the extensive safety restrictions, including keeping non-family members 6 feet apart in the sanctuary, would that actually work? You know, there's a quirky definition of insanity. It states that if you do the same activity over repetitively, but expect different results from that action, that is crazy. And really, that is one of my deepest concerns with reopening the church service. We don't have a vaccine. We don't have a cure. But we're wanting to go back to the activities we were doing before and yet expect a different outcome this time. We're expecting that the virus will just go away and no one will be infected anymore. And frankly, I think that is crazy. Do any of you know what this is? If you look up here, you might see me holding something and you might recognize it, you may not. It's dried up grass. Pretty ugly now. It's shriveled. It's brown. It's falling apart. It symbolizes the day we live in of coronavirus, meaning it symbolizes a kind of dried up life, a kind of dried up life of what we once called normal or what we once knew. Maybe you're having that kind of experience, that life feels dried up, that's swiveled up. It feels ugly in some ways. It feels broken. It feels restrictive. It feels like we can't do what we want to do and have been doing. It feels like living is not working the way it's supposed to. And when that happens, when we began to feel this way, there is a miracle that God wants to do in our life. And we're going to talk about that together this morning. But let me ask you, how is your life this morning in the world that we live? Do you need a miracle in your life? Do you need to start over? In Psalm 145:14, it says, God gives a fresh start to those who are ready to give up. I guess sometimes we feel like we don't know what to do, where to turn, we're ready to give up. And so we need to hear that promise from God, that God gives a fresh start, that He can give us a way to start over to those who are ready to give up, who are ready to quit. This comes to us as a miracle. The miracle of God giving you a fresh start is one of His greatest miracles of all. And I want us to look at how God works that miracle in our lives. We're going to do so by examining the example of the man that is named Bartimaeus, that we read about in our scripture lesson, where Jesus healed him. And as you see how Jesus heals this man, you see the steps, the way, the things that God does in our life to cause us to be able to have a fresh start. It helps us to see how God can give us a way to start over. We want to see, how does God do this in our lives? Well, one day Jesus was walking through a town, Jericho, on his way to Jerusalem. And as the news spread that he was walking through, the town folks decided, let's go on out and see this man they call Jesus. Let's go out and see Jesus. And so the crowd lines up the street, and there's this guy in the crowd, a blind man, a man named Bartimaeus, and he's sitting there on the side of the road, and he calls out Jesus' name as he understands Jesus is walking by. You see, Bartimaeus needed help because he was living a pretty miserable life. He needed a miracle. He needed to start over from where he was. He was blind physically, but he could see in his heart that there was more to live in his life than what he was living. The truth is, there are a lot of people today who can see physically, but they can't see what life should be. They can't see life the way God wants them to see. And they are miserable. They're feeling sidelined by life in this pandemic. And all of us feel lost sometimes. All of us don't know exactly how we should turn in the walk of our life sometimes. We feel lost when a relationship fails because we're saying in our heart and life, all I want is to be loved. And I put everything I can into making this relationship work, and it's just not working. We feel lost when someone disappoints us. We think, I never dreamed that this friend, who I considered my best friend, would betray me. When things don't work out as we expect, we say, I had hoped that I would be working today and that I would work for that company until I decided to retire. But now, I'm out of work. We can feel lost by an uncertain future. I never thought about my health coming to this place. We can feel lost by an unexpected circumstance. Who would ever have thought that in our day of science that this pandemic would shut down our nation? If you've ever felt that way, you know exactly what Bartimaeus was feeling. Oftentimes when we feel lost, when we don't know why things happen the way they do and we don't know what to do next, we think this. We think, I wish I could just go back, just rewind my life that I'm living right now and start over. And the question today, you can. But the question is, how? How can you start over? Well, it takes a miracle from God. Only God can give you a fresh start in your thinking. Only God can give you a fresh start in your faith. Only God can give you a way to start over in your life. And with Bartimaeus, as we walk through what Jesus did for him, we're going to see how God can give us that miracle we need too. There are five choices that Bartimaeus made that changed everything in his life. And it is those five things that can change everything in our lives too. Do you need Jesus? Do you need a miracle. The five choices that Bartimaeus made show us how to receive that miracle. And here's the first thing he did. Here's the first choice that he made. Here's where we need to start. And by the way, I'm going to use an acronym, and I'm going to spell out a word. It's going to say START. S-T-A-R-T. And those five letters are going to be used to explain what Bartimaeus did. The first thing that Bartimaeus did, the letter S, was to seize the moment. Bartimaeus had to seize the moment. And you do too when it comes time. You don't wait. You don't delay. You come when you're called. You come now. You realize when it comes to a miracle that God wants to give into your life, it is this now or never moment. Bartimaeus had this moment in his life. He didn't know that Jesus Christ was going to pass by that day on the road. He hadn't planned for that to happen. He hadn't prepared for it to happen. He wasn't thinking about what was going to happen. But it happened. And when it happened, when the opportunity arose, he took advantage of it. He seized the moment without making excuses. In Mark 10, 46 and 47, it says, when Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was nearby, he began to shout out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He seized the moment. He's sitting beside the road begging. And this is not where he wanted to be in his life. This is not what he wanted to be happening in life. And Jesus happens to come by. And Bartimaeus takes advantage of it. Now. Now is his opportunity. The truth is that there are many opportunities of faith all around us. There are people that are speaking words of God to encourage us, calling us to come to Jesus. We have God's Word, the Bible. If we read it, it is to encourage us and to give us direction in life. The ministry of this church, we're so bent to continue to worship together, even in this way, so that we can encourage one another, and that we can use our ministry to call us to come closer to Jesus. But we miss that calling many times. One of the main reasons we miss it is because we just put it off. One more day. Then one more day becomes a week. And then all of a sudden it's months. And even years, then you're out of it. You're on the side of the road. You don't know what to do. You're lost. And that's why it's necessary to seize the moment. That's why it's now or never. Today is the day. What do you need today? Do you need Jesus? Do you need a miracle? What step of trust in God can you take in your life now, in this moment of worship? The fact is this. You know when you hear the voice of God calling out to you. You know when God is speaking to you in some way that you're being called to respond. You know that, and the fact is, you know what you should do. You even know the benefits. If you would step out in faith and do that, and do the right thing, you know that something good is going to happen. But you and I, We miss out on it because we just put it off one more day. We just think, I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it at a better time. Not now. God brought some of you here today in this setting to hear this message so you would stop waiting one more day. And you're called to do it now, to seize the moment, to hear the word of Jesus, to hear the voice of Jesus. That's the first step in starting over. That's the first step in receiving a miracle to start over. Is that when you hear the voice of Jesus, you seize the moment. And this is the second step to a miracle. This is T in the word start. It's to tame your fear. Why? Because we all face fears, and we have it multiplied today in this time of pandemic. And any change, in any time when we don't know what to do or how to face it, in any opportunities, there's going to be some fear that goes along with having to face those challenges. You can't always do away with your fear, but you can choose what you do with that fear so that it doesn't control you. Fear paralyzes our decisions. It can keep you from doing what you should do. There's a lot of fears that we face. Probably the greatest one of all is the one that Bartimaeus faced. We face the fear of disapproval of others. The rejection of other people. Other people won't like who we are, or what we do, or what we represent. You see, Bartimaeus cries out, and then look at what everybody says to him in our scripture reading. It says, many of the people scolded him and told him to shut up, to be quiet. And he cries out, and everybody says, don't make a scene. Don't embarrass yourself. Everybody is saying, you're a nobody, and Jesus does not have time for you. Jesus is not interested in somebody like you, they're telling him. He's got more important things to do than to trouble with you. And by the way, is that the voice of some of you here in your mind today? God doesn't have time for you today. He wouldn't be interested in what you want to ask Him today. He wouldn't be interested in what you need today. He's got more important things to do. When you hear that, you need to just think one word in your mind. That's a lie. That is a lie. That's a lie from Satan, who is the father of lies. How do I know that? Because of what God tells us in John 6:37. Here's what God says in His Word. He said, I will never turn away anyone who comes to me. We often live our life because of what somebody else might be thinking about us. Proverbs 29:25 says, the fear of human opinion disables you. But trusting in God protects you from that. How do I stop letting the fear of other people's opinion control me? How do I make what people might think of me today if I call upon Jesus? How do I keep that from keeping me from doing what I feel in my heart and life that God is wanting me to do? Here's the way. Maybe you, if you have a pen at hand, you could write down these three words. Put God first. You put the importance of your relationship with Jesus first. When you recognize that the power of God can come to your life and God can give you a way to start over, that God can change you from the way you are, you put Jesus first. That's what Bartimaeus did that day. The crowd tried to make Bartimaeus feel like you're going to embarrass yourself, like you're bothering Jesus, like he doesn't care. And when the truth is, Bartimaeus was doing exactly what Jesus wanted him to do. To not be afraid of what other people are going to think. Jesus wanted him to come to himself. And that's what God wants for us to do. To know how important it is that Jesus, speaking to us, wants us to come to him. Here's the third choice that we need to make in order to receive a miracle that God would want us to have. And that in the letters, S-T-A-R-T, is the letter A. You announce your faith. You make a choice to clarify what you really want. Then you confess it in faith. Listen to what happened when Jesus, with Jesus and Bartimaeus. Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man answered, "Jesus, teacher, I want to see." Why did Jesus ask him that? Didn't Jesus know what Bartimaeus needed or wanted? Well, you see, Jesus didn't ask that question because he didn't know. He asked it for Bartimaeus' sake. Bartimaeus is saying, "Okay, I believe in you, Jesus. I want to be able to see. I believe you can do miracles, Jesus. Because only God can heal somebody of blindness. What I want, Jesus, is I want to see." He trusts in that moment that Jesus was able to give him what he needed. And so Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And here's the amazing thing. Jesus Christ, every one of us here today, that same question. What do you want Jesus Christ to do for you right now? Do you need Jesus? Do you need a miracle? God wants to do great things in your life, but you have to ask in faith. There's a lot of ways that we announce our faith. And today, it could be a simple prayer to Jesus in your car in the parking lot of this church. That could be the way that you announce your faith. The fourth thing that happens to receive a miracle this morning is the R in the word start, and that is to receive God's grace. In Mark 10:52, Jesus said to Bartimaeus, "Okay, I hear you. You've seized the moment. You've put your faith where it needs to be." And Jesus said, "Go your way, Bartimaeus. Your faith has made you well." And immediately, he received his miracle. Immediately, he regained his sight. He received the gift of miracle. He received new sight. And it got him back where he needed to be. It gave him a way to start over. It put him back on the road of life where he had longed for. I have no doubt that there are many of you who are facing difficult circumstances during this pandemic. You're facing some big hurts in life. Probably you were already struggling with those things in your life before the pandemic. And because of it, understandably, you've gotten even further down and you've become even more discouraged. You may not know where to go. You may not know where to turn sometimes. You may not know what to do about it. Maybe you need to start over. You need God to help you start over. Regardless of the circumstances, Jesus Christ wants to give you a miracle. And it's a gift. You can't start over yourself. You can't change your circumstances. You can't get rid of the pandemic. You can't get rid of the brokenness that is in your life. You can't do it yourself. And actually, you may not deserve God's to bring healing or a miracle to you. You certainly can't earn it. You can't buy it. You can't be good enough to receive it from God. It is a gift that God has freely wanting to give to you, though. No matter what you've done, He wants to give you a miracle to start over with wherever you are, wherever you're at in your life. It's a gift. How does God get you back on the road to recovery? How does God give you a new start? It's by the love of His grace. It's His everlasting love. And it's a gift that He wants you to have today. Ephesians 2 says, here's how grace happens. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast that they've given it to themselves. Do you need a miracle today? God wants to give it to you. Here's the final thing that I want to share with you about how to receive a miracle. S-T-A-R and the last letter, T. Take the next step. What's the next step for you here this morning in this worship time? Whatever God wants you to do and you haven't done it yet, what is the next step for you? It may be that some of you, it may be you need to give your life to Jesus Christ. Receive Him as the Savior of the world. To receive Him as your Savior. For some of you, it may be fully surrendering your life to Christ. That at some point you did receive Christ as your Savior. But you've gotten off the road. You've gotten off the track. You've gotten lost in a way. And you need to come back to that Savior, to that Lord. You need to come back and surrender yourself fully to Christ. For some of you, it may be that you've never committed yourself to becoming part of the church family. You've never joined the church. Maybe that's your next step. Maybe for some of you, it's to be baptized and renewed through the Spirit and the power of God. Do you hear Jesus speaking to you today? Do you hear Jesus calling out to you? When it comes to taking the next step, what we often say is, well, I'm aiming to do that someday. I'm aiming to let Jesus be my Lord fully. I'm aiming to become a member of the church. I'm aiming to be baptized or whatever it may be. Maybe today is today to make that decision. The Bible says this about Jesus and Bartimaeus. As that story comes to a conclusion, it said, Bartimaeus regained his sight and he began following Jesus down the road. It was a miracle. He went from sitting beside the road, not knowing what to do with his life or not being able to do anything in his life. He was sitting on the side of the road, and when Jesus came by and did a miracle, then he got up. He could see where he should be going, and he began to follow Jesus down the road. What about you? Are you symbolically sitting on the side of the road of life? Are you following Jesus down the road? This is the day to decide if you want to start over. The truth of the matter is, Jesus is passing by right now. He has his presence in this place. He may be sitting in the back seat of your car. He is passing by at this moment. Do you need a miracle? Do you need Jesus? Do you need to start over? When life swivels up and dries out and dies, I don't know how to give a fresh start to that. It's just like this dried grass. I can't do anything about that. It is gone. It is over. It is dead. But I know one who can do something about it. I know the one who created the grass. I know the one who can restore the grass. I know the one who can start it over and make it all new. I don't have the power to do that, but Jesus Christ does. He has the power to do what you and I can't do. It will take a miracle. And only one person, Jesus Christ, can do that this morning for us. But if it's going to come in your life, if it's going to happen in your life, you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to cry out to the Lord. James 2:14 says, if people say they have faith but do nothing, their faith is worth nothing. So my question to you is, do you need to do something today? Do you need to start over? Do you need a miracle? What are you going to do about that? Jesus was passing by Bartimaeus that day. He had no idea what was about to happen. He didn't plan for anything to happen. He didn't prepare for it to happen. But when Jesus came into his presence, the opportunity came and he took it. And Jesus is passing by right now for you and for me. What are you going to do? Would you pray with me? Brothers and sisters, I ask you to pray this prayer in your heart. Say, Lord, I need a miracle. Instead of me trying to start my life over and me trying to work this out, I want to receive your gift of love and forgiveness. I receive your gift of a new life and a fresh start and ability to start over. I want to live the life you've made me to live, Jesus. Father, forgive me for putting off coming to you. I turn to you in a new way today. I seize the moment. I call out to you. I surrender to you. I commit myself, Jesus, to taking the next step of faith because I know you're calling me, and I know you love me, and I know you want to give me the fullness of life. I know you want to give me a fresh start, because I know you have life to give me. And God, I come now, and I surrender, and I pray this prayer in your name. Amen.
The time is now to open your eyes and see what's inside you. The time is now to raise up your voice and sing of His glory. And sing of His glory.
The time is now.
And sing of His glory. Thoughts of our Lord and His sacrifice bring feelings of overwhelming gratitude to my heart. The time is now to open your eyes and see what's inside you. The time is now to raise up your voice and sing of His glory. Sing of His glory.
The time is now.
And sing of His glory.